KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Hey, glad to always have you tuned in, and hopefully you were tuned in yesterday, heard that conversation with Jim Williams and Tom Terry with Crew, finding out more about the work being done there and how you can participate in it. You've also hopefully heard about some of the new programming we've added to the weekend and are participating there as a family. I know some people are finding it, young families especially, for the first time. And older families, maybe grandparents with grandkids, revisiting some shows that have aired in the past. Paws and Tales kicks off at 7 a.m. Saturday mornings, brought to you by the folks at Insight for Living. And it's a perfect place for preschoolers and early elementary school age kids to begin their lifelong walk with God. It's an engaging series. It really captures the hearts of kids through characters they love and relatable situations. And then the Brinkman Adventures. Last week, you actually interviewed Ian Boltman, who the Boltman family is who the Brinkmans are modeled after, and they're missionaries. It's an exciting radio show that tells these true modern missionary stories through that fictional Brinkman family. And each episode contains a biblical theme, a lesson, a compelling drama that'll keep you on the edge of your seat. Really lots of fun. And these last two, both from Focus on the Family, 8 a.m. Saturday mornings, Adventures in Odyssey, that award-winning original audio drama. It's really created for ages 8 through 12. I love Wit, and I love Eugene and the rest of the characters at Adventures. It's a lot of fun. They teach lasting truths and bring biblical principles to life. And then radio theater, which has been through so many different things. I know, well, I think Anne of Green Gables over the years, maybe, but for sure, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Bonhoeffer series was outstanding. Screwtape Letters. A lot of great production done by the folks at the radio theater, and that's 8:30 Saturday morning. So it's quite a lineup to get you started on the weekend, and if it started this last weekend. Jump in, some of them, Adventures, well, more radio theater, maybe in the midst of a story. Ben-Hur was part of, we jumped kind of in the middle of that. But just jump right in. You'll have an easy time doing it. And let others know about that family programming Saturday morning, 7 a.m. To 9 o'clock on KLYT. And let family members know all over the world. KLYT.fm is where you can stream. In studio with us, the Gomez's are here from U-Turn for Christ. Mike and Evangeline, thanks for taking the time again. Always great to catch up with both of you.
Good to be back.
Always good to have you. Did you guys grow up watching any of those shows?
With my son, we would listen to it on Saturday,
yeah,
or different times. He really enjoyed that, and then my daughters too. But
now we talked about it last week when it came out. Evangeline, I'm going to push this a little more towards you. What about trips? Did you guys take Adventures in Odyssey or Radio Theater on trips with you?
A little bit, yeah, then, yeah, with on MP3 or whatever.
Yeah,
back in those days.
Yeah, now the folks that were visiting last week, we were all older. It was cassettes.
Right.
It was cassettes, yeah.
MP3 was back in the day.
Yeah, well, what a great way to spend time with the family. And really, speaking of family, what's happened over at U-Turn for Christ in New Mexico, it is a family. And Mike, for those not familiar with U-Turn, if you'd just bring them up to speed in general about what the ministry is and what the vision is.
Yeah, U-Turn for Christ is a residential discipleship ministry focused on helping people who are caught in the bondage of drugs and alcohol and other life-dominating sins,
yeah,
things that people struggle with. So the Lord's there to meet them and walk with them through it. And we've been around for 30 years, 30-plus years, as a ministry that's based really around the world. But here locally, we've been here almost 14 years.
And for those looking for info online, let me direct them to U-Turn, the letter U, U-TurnForChristNewMexico.org. Mike, not just a men's program, but Evangeline working hard to disciple the ladies as well.
Yeah. Yeah. We've been going since, what was it, 2014, did you say? Or 2015?
2017.
There you go. And, man, we've seen great progress and fruit in that women's ministry, and it's continuing to bear fruit. So, love it.
The clients that you have there, and I may have asked you in the past, residents, clients, what do you think the biggest surprise is when they become part of the program at U-Turn for Christ?
I guess just how simple everything really is. A lot of the problems seem so big that it's just going to take so much, but a lot of things get fixed in a very simplistic way, in an easy way. When I say easy, it doesn't mean that it's easy.
Yeah.
It's easy to understand, harder to do.
Yeah.
And then a lot of it is, you know, surrender, forgiveness, and just being able to stop and deny yourself and to follow the Lord. But, you know, those are the ways to look at it, but it's not easy.
What makes a discipleship program like this make dealing with life-dominating sin and addiction maybe, and like you, it's really easy to fall into the word easy. Mm-hmm. Easier to do, though, when you're in a situation like this, when you're in a discipleship program like this, what makes it more effective, I should say, you know, more doable?
Yeah, when you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you know, you've tried everything, and you know, we get people to come that come to the program that have tried everything, been through every rehab, been through every hospital, been through everything. So a lot of people come to U-Turn for Christ, it's kind of the end of the line sometimes for them. And but it's kind of like the same thing as prayer. We end up praying at the very last, you know. And when we realize, I should have prayed at the very beginning. And it's the same way when you come to Christ, you know, a lot of times you've tried everything else, and then you realize the answer was right in front of me the whole time.
Yeah. And really, the answer is?
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we've said that on this show for multiple reasons, you know, whether it's the fight to save innocent lives, or when we get to talking about legislation and things happening around New Mexico, homelessness, crime, other things happening in our public schools, the answer is Jesus. I was actually talking to someone this morning, and just a great reminder, it all goes back to the gospel. It always goes back to the gospel. The gospel is the solution. But as you mentioned, Mike, it's the solution, but that doesn't mean trials and storms stop. You know, maybe speak to someone who I've tried and still these things, you know, are in my life.
A lot of times we are looking for something to hold on to, and I know that many people are searching and they're desperate, but they want to do it in a way that makes sense. And the Lord, his ways are above our ways. So when you're caught in this deception of bondage of alcohol or drugs, you know, addiction, we use those terms because it means something different than what the world means. You know, we use those biblical terms because that's where we're coming from. And a lot of people, they come with their baggage, they come with their ideas, and we want to give hope. So the person who's stuck out there in that deception, bondage, we start to talk to them in a different way, different things that they've never heard, they've never realized or taken into account. It means something to them. It means something special to them. they start to grasp onto it. And that's how God made his word, is so that we could understand it. It would make sense to the common man. And I just love that about how God speaks to us and reaches us.
So for someone who's listening and finds themselves there, and maybe has even heard us before on the air, you know, and I almost feel like this is an altar call, but they never reached out. It's still available. There's still a place for you.
Yeah.
There's still help to be found. And how would you encourage someone to do that?
You know what? I would encourage you to receive the Lord Jesus right now on the air. You just have to realize that you're being called by the Lord. He loves you. He died on the cross for you. You can never repay him. You can never do enough to earn his love. He already gave it to you. And so you just admit, right? ABCs, admit that you're a sinner, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, right? And confess. Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that he is Lord, and you will be saved.
And discipleship, just a step away as well. How would they go about that?
Yeah, if you would like to get in contact with us, you could call us at 505-217-6888, or just jump on our website, the uturnforchristnewmexico.org. And we have a website available for national reach, and it's uturnforchrist.com. And that has all our locations and different works that are going on everywhere. And if you're interested, you can check those two websites.
Yeah, that's uturnforchrist.com. Yeah, we could be talking to someone driving a truck, driving through New Mexico on I-40. I know, and there's U-turn in a lot of places. They have a facility in Payson, Arizona, right?
Yeah.
And other places.
Yeah, we visited Oregon last month.
What part of Oregon?
Southern Oregon. It's near Grants Pass.
Uh-huh.
It's a beautiful place. It's right on the Rogue River, and it's incredible. It's an old farm. It's like 300 acres, walnut.
Did I see you fishing online?
Yeah.
I did. Probably. That's right. That's right. Maybe I'll post your, with your permission, your fishing picture.
Absolutely.
Show off. No, I don't know if you could feel the envy when I saw it. I even told you when you asked what I was doing this summer. Yeah, I haven't gotten out fishing as much as I'd like to. But what a great way to connect with God, really.
Yes.
I know for me, you and I, we were just outside with Evangeline before we came in looking at some kind of, I don't know what it was. Did you guys figure some kind of silkworm or something?
Some kind of caterpillar.
Yeah, it was making a little cocoon. But God has a plan, just like he does for that that caterpillar or that silkworm, whatever it is. He has a plan to make you a new creation, and you know, you just heard the call to Jesus from Mike, and if you're looking to get more of that assistance, let me give you the phone number and the website again. We'll take a break and come back. I want to hear about the thrift store, the coffee shop, and other things that are going on, including the classes, the life courses at Calvary Church that Evangeline is participating in for the ladies. And can you guys stay with us through the break?
Yeah.
Okay. Evangeline Gomez and Mike Gomez here with U-Turn for Christ New Mexico. And the website is uturnforchristnewmexico.org. The phone number is 505-217-6888. That's 505-217-6888. We'll come back with more right after this on ABQ Connect. All right, thanks for tuning in. We're going to continue our conversation with the Gomez's, Mike and Evangeline, with U-Turn for Christ New Mexico. But I do want to remind you that later on tonight in Los Lunas at the sports complex, starts at 4 o'clock, Valencia County Sheriff's Department at the Las Maravillas Park is going to have a national night out. Gather as a community to support the Los Lunas Police Department. The website for more details. This is an event with Calvary New Harvest Los Lunas. So calvarynhll.com for details about tonight's national night out in Valencia County. Hopefully you can go out and be a part of that. Let's continue our conversation with Mike and Evangeline. Evangeline, you are getting ready to start with life courses. Yeah. Part of the life course, the life classes available at Calvary Church. Now are you Thursday nights?
Thursday nights, 6:30 p.m.
Okay. And the easiest way to find that, ladies, this is for ladies that are dealing with addiction or a life-dominating sin. You go to calvarynm.church, and then under the ministries heading at the top, you'll see a drop-down menu. Go down to life courses, and then you'll find substance abuse, women. Click on that. It's in class M12, which you can find a map on the Calvary website. But if you show up, trust me, there's going to be people around, and they will get you to where you need to be in a loving way. If you want to find out more about the class, you can call 505-344-0880. Evangeline, what will ladies experience being a part of this substance abuse life course?
Well, I had a lady that attended last semester write a quick little testimony, and I want to just share an excerpt from that. She was calling for help for family members. She didn't necessarily have an addiction, but I had invited her out to the class, and this is a little bit of what she wrote. She said, instead of focusing primarily on the reasons why people become addicted, I was reminded of a deeper truth. Whether a person is addicted to drugs, alcohol, or any other destructive behavior, the root problem is sin. It is, our freedom is found in Jesus Christ alone. So she was able to, sometimes we just need reminding where our help is found. And it is found in Jesus Christ. And when we have all these other messages coming at us in the world, it's sometimes hard to decipher what is truth. And this is a woman that's been walking with the Lord for 30 plus years. And sometimes when you see your family drowning in addiction, you just want to help. And you want to come up with all these clever ways to do that. But like my husband said, it's really simple. We kind of just muddy the waters. But she came and was encouraged, and she was able to take what she learned in the class, not even learned, but reminded of and strengthened, because she already knew it, but to be encouraged, like, you are standing upon the truth of God's word.
Yeah.
And Jesus is the one that is going to set your family members free.
You know, and I want to speak to the person who's listening and hearing, okay, I keep hearing that. And there can be real frustration. Jesus, what do you mean? Jesus is the answer. I just go, Jesus, 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 Jesus. No, don't use his name in vain, but a relationship with a living God, Jesus, who conquered death and for us. He was our substitution. You know, God demands a blood sacrifice for sin. And Jesus on the cross did that one time for all of mankind. And sin brought death into the world, right? Because Adam and Eve fell, and because of their fall, mankind dies. And Jesus went to the grave and defeated death. So he's got it. He's got it handled. Now, a trust in him, belief in him, clinging to him for life, and having a relationship with him, along with that, Jesus is just part of the Trinity, and part of the Trinity is the Spirit, and the fruits of the Spirit. Now, here's what I'm getting to. For the person that's going, what do you mean Jesus is the answer? Well, listen, all the things you're dealing with, the fruit of the Spirit includes love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And Jesus is the answer. That's what we mean. It's really easy for us who are sitting here and understand what that means to say that. But I was just imagining someone listening and saying, you don't understand. No, we do, because we're all messed up.
Absolutely.
I'm going to step off my pulpit here. Sorry.
No.
But sometimes you just feel like someone's listening and they need more than what we're giving them.
That's what I love about U-Turn for Christ, is we really slow things down and walk them through that process step by step. What does this look like practically? How do they get to know Jesus? Yeah. How all the basics that somehow we just look over when we've been walking with the Lord for a while, but those that have never done it, we get to walk them through that process and watch God do an amazing work of transformation, just like we were watching that caterpillar outside. It is going to turn into a butterfly, and we get to watch God do that transforming work all the time, and it's just really amazing.
Yeah, and I should have shared it. That, by the way, is from the book of Galatians, which brings up another thing. Just because I or someone else says it, don't necessarily believe that. Go to the Word of God and see what the Word of God has to say. Galatians chapter 5, you'll find it in verses 22 and 23, the fruit of the Spirit. And, hey, I mentioned we were going to talk about a couple more things, and I want to get to it. It's not open yet, but this is now things that the listeners can be praying for. Clearly, the discipleship of the men and women that are attending that course at U-Turn for Christ, but also other great ways to it's multifaceted. I mean, it's going to be a source of income, hopefully, but a place to commune and a place to grow and a place to meet. The coffee shop, and you probably told me last time, did you come up with a name for the coffee shop?
Yeah, it's the Well Coffee.
Okay.
Yeah, the Well Coffee. It's just from the well, Jesus meeting the woman at the well.
Uh-huh.
And, I think that's where Jesus wants to, meet many people, is right where they're at. And, this place, it wasn't my idea or anybody's. It was a place that was pretty much given to us. And, that's how we know. But right. It's really neat because it all started coming together, and we saw the vision for it to become a place where people who are basically struggling could meet together. They could have meetings there. We can have
good cup of
training.
Just a good cup of coffee.
Yeah, no doubt. That's I was excited about. I'm like, wow, we could have good cup of coffee every day. I mean, it's an exciting thing for us. And, we love to see when God is moving like that, because, there's a lot of doom and gloom out there. And, people are, basically stuck on the television and all of the politics and stuff. And it's just,
and wars. And there's plenty of distraction.
And then you realize, hey, God's doing stuff.
Yeah.
And he's moving in people's lives. And it's just so easy to miss, because, God's been so faithful. But we don't want to miss the fact that he's a miracle worker.
Now, the coffee shop is in the same plaza, the strip mall off San Mateo, as the thrift store. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's right next door.
What's the easiest way you tell people to find the thrift store?
There's a landmark there. Cliffs Amusement Park is right across the street.
Okay.
And so we're right across the street. There's our neighbors are Duke City Barbecue and Taco Bell's right across the street.
Okay.
So there's just some basic landmarks there. But so 1 mile south of, or one block south of Osuna and San Mateo.
Okay.
It's a pretty good location.
And that's where you'll find Now, the coffee shop, not open yet, and when it is, you will clearly know, because we will, make sure the audience, those listening to the radio station, know one way or another. In addition to the coffee shop, the thrift store is there, both for those looking for whatever, like you would at any thrift store, but also, it's really the place that I have gone to. I used to drop my stuff off at another place, and it didn't get used like it does at U-Turn for Christ. I took it to a place that was a moneymaker. U-Turn for Christ will sell it and, you know, there'll be a income from it, but the purpose of the income is for ministry.
Yeah.
So it is a great place to consider your donations of items for thrift store. Anything in the thrift store right now that's, is there a player piano or a...
We don't have a piano, but we have a lot of really nice stuff that people have just been bringing in. There's some almost never used chrome or a stainless steel double twin set stove.
Uh-huh.
I mean, super nice. Like you go to the box stores and they're high dollar items.
Yeah.
And the, you know, fractions. We're not trying to get rich. We're just trying to fund our program.
Right.
And you know what? A lot of the ladies and the guys there, they have a lot of fun doing it. And it's, you're managing, you're teaching them logistics, you're teaching them how to run the sales floor, teaching them how to, use the products and make the products usable. So it's pretty cool, part of the program. And it was something that, again, just fell into our lap. And, I wish I could take credit, but the Lord does.
God guides, God provides.
Yeah.
It's God's will. It's His bill, right?
Yeah, amen.
Those aren't, everyone listening knows those weren't original. but hey, before we put a bow on it, I do want to reemphasize Evangeline's course that's getting underway, life course, substance abuse for women, dealing with that, and online at calvarynm.church. Again, under ministries, you'll see the life courses. Click on that. You'll find this class. Which starts day after tomorrow, 6:30, Thursday night, Calvary Church on Osuna. Anything else you wanted to add to that, Evangeline?
Just, you don't have to sign up, just show up. And we use the One Step to Freedom curriculum. People usually ask that. So,
okay,
yeah, just come on out.
The biggest deal? Yeah.
This is your invitation.
That's right. The biggest deal is just showing up. It's just like work, right? You know, the easiest thing I ask an employee to do, just show up on time.
Yeah. I had a boss tell me that's 90% of the job is showing up.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Mike and Evangeline Gomez, God bless you both. Thank you so much for the work you're doing at U-Turn for Christ New Mexico. The website, uturnforchristnewmexico.org, and you can donate on there as well. Either, you know, just donate financially, go to the thrift store, spend some money. When the coffee shop opens up, you know, maybe have a new place to stop on San Mateo on your way to work. And can you guys come back next month? We'd love to hear from you again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. And, hey, stick around. Impact Nations, Tim Stewart is up next, and, we'll let you know what the ministry's doing. There are featured, great mission this month. Maybe you've heard the radio announcements. We'll get to that when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect.